2 years now. Today marks my second year working at this library. Don't get me wrong, I love it here. It's a lovely, quiet, peaceful job. There are a few brats here and there that like to be troublemakers, but for the most part, people behave and respect the rules. I've made plenty of friends while working here, learned lots of faces too. I don't know how much longer I'll stay here. I never thought a librarian would be my end goal, to be honest. I just wanted something less stressful than my last job, and this was available.
Hey, keep it down over there. This is a quiet space.
Anyways, as I said, there's always a few bad apples. There is this one boy, though. I see him come in here quite often. He's definitely the quiet type. I never see him hanging with anyone else. I watch him stare a few glances at my desk before nervously building up the courage to come up and rent out any new books. It's kind of cute, honestly, how timid he is. Boys are just usually so rowdy and obnoxious, but he seems sweet and gentle. I wonder if he's scared to talk to me because of social interaction or because of me as a person. I wouldn't know which one would be worse. I hope he's not scared of me, though. I do my best to always be sweet and friendly toward him. I don't want him to feel singled out. I want people to feel comfortable in the library. I know it's corny, but it really is a safe space. A sweet, quiet...
Hey, gorgeous.
Are you here to check out a book?
I'm here to check you out.
Right. If you need anything book or library related, then I'll be here, okay?
Whatever. It's your loss.
Okay. Oh, hi there. Can I help you with something library related? I'm just teasing. I know you're polite like that. Well, of course I recognize you. Why wouldn't I notice the handsome young man in my library almost every day? What? Are you a bit shy? I'm sorry, darling. I was just pulling your leg. I was only teasing. But you are handsome. Don't sell yourself short. Anyways, sorry. I didn't mean to get distracted. Are you trying to return a book? Perfect. I'll take that. Thank you. So, what did you think of the book, silly? Was it good? I know, right? When you checked it out, I thought about saying something, but I didn't want to be weird. You already seemed pretty scared to even ask for it. Well, am I wrong? I just see you glance for a long time before finally coming over. Do I intimidate you? I hope you know I don't mean to scare you. Good. The last thing I'd want is for you to feel threatened by me. That would be terrible. Keep it down, please. My goodness. You know, thank you for not being like them. No, seriously. It's just nice to have a boy with some respect in here. I love that you're courteous of others and respect the rules. I think it's sweet of you. God, what's wrong with me? The fact I find the most basic manners sweet is quite silly, don't you think? But I still appreciate it. I mean, Not to sound full of myself, but a lot of the boys that come in here tend to try and hit on me and are just overall creepy weirdos. So thanks for breaking that stereotype. It means a lot to me. See, boys like you are the guys that get the girl. Sweet, respectful men. Am I talking too much? I hope I'm not bothering you by chatting, by the way. I just mean, like I said, you seem very reserved and like an introvert. I don't hate on that by any means. I don't want to disrupt your peace, that's all. But I have seen you a lot, noticed you a lot. I always wanted to get to know you a bit. Of course. I mean, I'm just a little shy myself. I won't lie, I'm no saint. of course. Here. We can see if that's available for you to check out. One second. Sorry. I didn't mean to get so sidetracked. It just makes me upset seeing sweet boys like you be insecure when I think you're so deserving, you know? It looks like there's one more copy, but it's gonna be in the back, so I can get that for you. Actually, care to join me? I can give you the grand tour. Come on, it'll be fun. Oh, you're breathing awfully heavy. Is someone nervous? Not about what? I don't bite. I can't comprehend why you're so timid. Here we are. So this is where we keep the low stock books, since they can't be trusted with just anyone who will abuse them. You've taken good care of all our books, though, so I see no reason why not to trust you. Of course, it's no problem. Trust me, it's my job. You don't have to thank me so much, or at all. I'm happy to take care of it. Where is it? A, B, C, D. Here we go. And here you go. I really hope you like it. I really wasn't expecting the ending, honestly. It's such an exciting book. It's got a good mix of everything. Romance, action, mystery. So I really hope it's a good read. And if you ever need someone to chat books with, I'm here. I'd love to get to know you a bit more. What was your name? Such a sweet name. I like it. What? No! Stop being so self-deprecating. It's a cute name. Fitting for you, too. I'm not just saying it, goddammit. Have you never learned how to receive a compliment from a woman? Oh, I see. Is that why you're so nervous? Are you not used to attention from girls? No. I'm not making fun of you. I think it's cute. You're still pure, so to speak. What? What's the matter with you? Look at me. Come here. Look at me. You are lovely. There's nothing to worry about. In fact, I've been eyeing you for a while now. I've always found you cute. You seem my type. A lot more than those other guys. I don't mean to be so forward, by the way. If the feeling isn't mutual, you can say so. That's what I kind of thought. So tell me then, what is it that kills your confidence? What is it that makes you so anxious? Well, I just can't quite see the picture. You're good looking, clearly smart enough if you're coming here all the time. You're polite, well-mannered. You have a lot to offer. I mean, what is there to be self-conscious about? Oh, that's just nonsense. Sweetheart, I don't know who put all those negative ideas about yourself in your head, but it's not true. I'm not just saying it to flatter you. I don't know, I felt so drawn to you ever since you started coming here. I don't know what it is. I can't even really explain it. Please forgive me if I'm wrong, but the way you look at me, it's almost like maybe you feel the same. Well, are you attracted to me? Oh, that shy little nod. I just want to eat you up. You're adorable. Look at me. You have such soft, lovely lips. You're so, so handsome. We're all alone back here. Can I prove how handsome you are? I want to praise and appreciate every last piece of you. You're shaking so much still, sweet shy boy. Someone's not used to all this attention. But good boys really do deserve attention. Everywhere. Like your neck. You know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking to help you with your shyness. I can give you something to really be embarrassed about. Like some dirty marks on your neck, so when you walk out of here, everyone will see what a good boy you were for the librarian. They'll know who you really belong to. They want every piece of you. Your chest. This collarbone. Your skin is so soft. You're so perfect. How could you possibly think otherwise? My eyes are all on you, darling. You're all I want to look at. All I want to love on. And you smell so good too. How long have you had a little crush on me? Is that why you get so nervous before checking out books? Do you think I'm pretty? Oh, you're such a cutie pie. I love that. Sometimes, when I'm bored on the job, I sneak a few glances at you. I love your little concentrated face while you're reading. Sometimes I doodle you on a notepad. I hope that's not creepy. You're so handsome. Stop, you are. Stop denying me every time I compliment you. Do I need to teach you how to accept a compliment? I can force you to accept a compliment if that's more fun for you. Would you prefer a more forceful method, naughty boy? With how nervous you are, it doesn't surprise me that you're such a bottom. How about I fuck every last ounce of shyness out of you? Would you complain about that? Oh, I didn't think so. I knew you liked the attention. But when I'm done with you, we will have been so intimate, nothing should embarrass you ever again. I'll train you to be a bit more confident in yourself. Because when I say you're very handsome and have a lot to offer, I mean it. Now for the fun part. I want to see what this cock looks like. Let's see if it matches that cute little face. Oh, honey, you're shaking so badly. It's okay. I got you. You're so beautiful, baby. Let me see. Oh, your cock is so perfect. What are you so shy for? Oh, it looks lovely. What are you on about? I think it looks sexy. Here, let me show you. Such a yummy cock on such a pretty boy. Your breathing getting all fast is adorable. God, you're so cute squirming like that. Yeah, does it feel good when I push your cock in the back of my throat? Nice and warm back there, huh, darling? Stop looking away from me. What's your problem? Baby, what did I tell you a few minutes ago? We're done being shy, okay? You're gonna look at me in the eyes while I'm down here. Look down at me. Good boy. Now look at this cock. It's perfect. Beautifully colored, beautifully shaped. You're literally fucking stunning. Look at every indent, curve, and vein on your pretty cock. What is there not to love? Don't look away. Did I tell you to look away from me? Watch me love on your perfect cock. Don't break eye contact with me. Stare into my eyes every second you enjoy this. Don't think about what you look like. Just think about how good it feels and enjoy looking at me. Don't look away. Fuck. Don't let your face. facial expression changed was so cute. It felt so good, huh, handsome? Is it nice to have a pretty girl worship your cock? You never got told all those sweet things, have you? Poor boy. Will I mean them? Every last word. Don't worry, I'm not done yet. You're still flustered like crazy. I can see it on your face. Here. Open your mouth. I don't want you being too noisy during our next activity, so my panties should help keep you quiet, yeah? I'm still a little nervous you'll make too much noise when I'm through with you, so. Ooh, I know. My scarf will help make sure those panties stay right in your mouth. We can tie it just like this. Perfect. Now you can't deny my compliments. You can't deny my love, my adoration. You're just forced to let me tell you how perfect you are. Isn't that unfortunate for you? Maybe this will teach you to endure a compliment. Some force. Naughty boys like things done the forceful way. Is that your deal? Let's see. Oh, you secretly a naughty, pervy fucker under that cute, shy face of yours. I'm not judging. I think you're too sweet. I love it. I love getting to know this dirty side of you. Oh, yeah. Does that feel good, pumpkin? Oh, you deserve this. Oh, you're so fucking beautiful. Oh, you deserve to be pleased. I want to say thank you for all the times you returned me my books. All the times you paid your late fees. You're such a good boy. Such a good guest. Let me show you some appreciation. Bend over the desk. Good boy. Have you ever been fucked before, cutie pie? Oh, well, after I fuck you while you're gagged in front of me, I'd sure hope you didn't still feel shy or timid. If you do, though, I can always fuck you again. Stay still. You're so fucking perfect bent in front of me. Oh, you're so, so, so cute. Oh my God, yes. Oh God, every curve, every little clap as I fuck you. Oh, it's perfect. You're perfect. You can't deny it. You can't tell me no. Just fucking listen to me. You're fucking perfect. You're so, so, so pretty, baby boy. Oh my God. You're such a prince. God. You're a fucking model. You're so fucking beautiful. Oh my God, from your soft skin to those adorable eyes and that shy smile. Fuck. Oh, I love it. Every piece of you. I don't want any girls getting their hands on such a perfect boy like you. I just want you all to myself. I want to show you what an amazing man you are. Oh, I'm gonna help you be more confident. Fuck you like this until the message is smashed into your fucking skull. You're fucking perfect. Such a good boy, such a good boy, taking it for me. Oh my God, yeah. Fuck. Not a peep out of that mouth of yours. Do you like being gagged and worshipped against your fucking will? Oh, cute boy. He loves all this attention. You can accept it when I fucking make you. Oh, my eyes are on you, baby. My eyes are right fucking on you. I can't stop staring. You're gonna come. I won't stop you. It's only fair if you get to come. You've been so, so good and perfect for me. Here. I can check you off while I fuck you. This is so hot. You're so fucking stunning. Fuck. I love your cock. I love your cute little arch too. You're a fucking model. You're such a good, good boy. You're so fucking perfect. Oh, you're not shy anymore, are you? Are you still fucking shy? Are you still embarrassed? Oh yeah, fucking come, ignore the shyness and let it go. Oh, just let yourself fucking go. Now, you better not be late on returning that book, okay?